night owls at high risk of certain chronic diseases, study says. If you prefer to go to bed and get up later, a sleep chronotype known as being a night owl, you may be at higher risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease, a new study found. Night owls were more sedentary, had lower aerobic fitness levels and burned less fat at rest and while active than early birds in the study. Night owls were also more likely to be insulin resistant, meaning their muscles required more insulin to be able to get the energy they need, according to the study published Monday in the journal Experimental Physiology. Insulin tells the muscles to be a sponge and absorb the glucose in the blood, said senior study author Stephen Mallon, an associate professor in the Department of Kinesiology and Health at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Think about it like water from a water faucet. You turn the water on and a drop touches the sponge and is immediately absorbed, Mallon said. But if you're not exercising, engaging those muscles, it's like if that sponge was to sit for a couple days and get rock hard. A drop of water isn't going to make it soft again. If sleep chronotype is affecting how our bodies use insulin and impacting metabolism, then being a night owl might be useful in predicting a person's risk for heart disease and type 2 diabetes, Mallon added. Sleep chronotype can have profound effects on productivity, school performance, social functioning and lifestyle habits, experts say. Early birds tend to perform better in school and are more active throughout the day, which may partly explain why studies have found they have less risk of cardiovascular disease, Mallon said. Evening types may take more risks, use more tobacco, alcohol and caffeine, and are more likely to skip breakfast and eat more later in the day. In addition, research suggests later chronotypes have higher body fat located more in the stomach or abdominal region, an area which many health professionals believe to be worse for our health, Mallon said. Researchers classified 51 adults without heart disease or diabetes into morning or evening chronotypes, based on their natural sleep and wake preferences. During the study, the participants ate a controlled diet and fasted overnight while their activity levels were monitored for a week. The research team determined each person's body mass, body composition and fitness level, and measured levels of insulin sensitivity. In addition, researchers looked at how each person's metabolism obtained most of their energy, either via fat or carbohydrates. Fat metabolism is important because we think if you can burn fat for energy, that's going to help the muscle pick up the glucose in a more enduring fashion, Mallon said. Burning fat can promote endurance and more physical and mental activity throughout the day. Carbohydrates, on the other hand, are what the body uses for intense physical activity. Carbs are burned more quickly, which is why many athletes carb load in advance of a race or marathon. Results of the test showed early birds used more fat for energy at both rest and during exercise than night owls in the study, who used more carbohydrates as a source of fuel.